Narrative Frameworks 33. The universe is held in balance. Didn't life used to live in balance? A harmony of opposites. And yes, different degrees of difficulty and challenge in negotiating a world of these opposites. But at least the opposites were clear. At least duality was respected. I'm thinking of dualities such as public space and private space. It used to be clear. We have a public role and a private role. We occupy public space or private space. But now it seems the boundaries are becoming blurred. And this blurring of the duality is not the ascendant spiritual dissolution of difference to realize one, true one, essence of life. This blurring is a kind of a moving in the other direction, a fuzzing of the boundaries to the point where there's just this one grey kind of soup of existence that is neither one thing nor the other. So we have this transcending of duality on one hand, which is the spiritual path towards the light, the dissolving of solid differences into a pure light that shines through all manifestation. Or we have just this kind of flat and bland sort of heaviness of not really having any respect for boundaries, and therefore everything mixing into a soup of nothing, a soup of inconsequence, of no debate between one thing and another, because it's all just this bland. The public is becoming private, i.e. we take our work home with us and our private lives are so interfered with by the outside world, you know. There's so many regulations to abide by and standards to so many public bodies interfering with private life, so many forms to fill in, so many boxes to tick, just to so many fees to pay just to have the sanctity of your private space. And the private is becoming public. That private space is no longer private when everything around us is put on social media, when everything becomes an act to show others rather than an internally felt process, when every adventure becomes something to be put on social media to be liked, then what becomes of the experiencer. The experiencer is just seeking approval from outside all the time. Can we not be with our own experience? Can we not be with our private world? Not as private as in sort of walled up and against everything else, but private as in the sanctity of your own direct experience. Can we not be with that without needing to put it outside? Can we not be with the inside? Can we not just sit with ourselves? Can we not just access the truth of our being in silence and stillness? Can we not share depth? Without it needing to be diluted with the irreverence of hypercommunication. The public is becoming private, and the private public, in a false collapsing of duality into oneness. Not the totality of source, but the totality of control. Devices in every room, devices that record and relay information, devices that increasingly are all connected up to the net, to the web, the net that encloses and the web that is sticky and is stuck to. This smells not of a transcendent oneness. But of the totality of control. Not the full spectrum of love, returning to its source, but the full spectrum of control, full spectrum dominance, culminating in its agenda to dominate. This is anti-love disguised as love, anti-life disguised as life. All for your safety and security, of course. So will we be ripped out of our birthright to explore dualities for ourselves by the removal of that possibility of exploration, by the erosion of opposites? Or will we claim our right to live in duality? Will we claim our right to respect our own and each other's boundaries? Knowing that it is through these natural borders and boundaries that we have the possibility to create our own encapsulated identity or sense of self, whilst knowing that we are all part of one. Rather than all being encapsulated entities of this bland mix of nothingness, each one of us like a carbon copy encapsulation to the next, just playing out what we're told to play out, and existing not in connection to resplendent oneness, but in connection to an overarching dominating structure. So truth is not all about just dissolving duality. We need to dissolve duality only when the time is right to dissolve duality. We need to respect duality, we need to honour duality, we need to dwell in duality so that we can learn about ourselves, so that we can learn about our differences, so that we can know who we are. And then that knowing is the dissolving of the duality. The duality can't be dissolved before knowing arises. We cannot chuck out the mechanism through which life experiences itself before life has had its experience. And so really the point here is that duality, the dissolution of duality into oneness, can be hugely positive and beautiful, or can be hugely negative and detrimental. So it's often not the thing that is good or bad in itself, but the intention behind it, the motivation behind it. And we need to be wise to this. We need to see what is really happening beyond the adverts for the things we see. Like I say, this thing, it's all for your safety and security. CCTV cameras in every public space. Is it really? Is it for your safety and security? Is it for your safety and security to have armed police, like military, with machine guns in the streets? Does that make you feel safe and secure? More CCTV cameras, more military presence. Is that what safety and security is? Or is safety and security the absence of those things because those things are not needed? Safety and security can go either way. So we have a positive role for each aspect of duality, public space, private space. We have a negative role for each aspect of the duality, public space, private space. Perhaps the positive of public would be social engagement. Perhaps the negative of public would be no privacy. And perhaps the positive of private would be, as the name suggests, privacy. And the negative of private would be maybe isolation. So things are not as simple as they may seem. And yet when you know life, it is all simply seen. The motivations can be seen. The intentions can be seen. So there are categories and there are manipulation. There is manipulation of categories. And again, it comes back to your own ability to reflect and see for yourself what is true and what is not.